Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement and the market. One thing we do want you to remember is Eric's phone number, and that is 800-454-1184. Today on Wealth Creator Radio, we'll tell you all about Eric's blueprint to worry less wealth. And this is something that can help you with your very concerns about retirement. And if you have something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, welcome.
Well, thank you, Luann. It's great to be on again and helping people figure out what to do right and what not to do.
And what not to do, right? And that's kind of what we're going to talk about here right at the first, you know, the show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I used to love that show. Did you watch it much, Eric?
A long time ago, but yeah.
Yeah. Robin Leach, you know, champagne wishes and caviar dreams. And we're going to focus on celebrities today, all kinds of celebrities, not just like movie stars, but we're going to learn from those who went richest to rags. And so many people have lost it all. It's really sad. It's so crazy that so many people can go through so much money so quickly. How can they do that, Eric?
Well, you know, it's easy, right? Buy this, buy that, do this, do that, and then all of a sudden, hold it. What happened? You know, where'd that money go? And it can happen just to regular people, obviously, too, right? You know, you see it a lot of times around here in the Bay Area. You know, you see some company goes public, and all of a sudden you see all these fancy cars out front and all this stuff, and then sometimes those companies blow up in the end, right? I mean, we've seen some pretty famous ones, WorldCom, Enron. Yeah, there's a lot of different ones that have been big high flyers and then all of a sudden just poof, you know, almost overnight start tanking out, right? And, you know, if you have a lot of your money based on all that stock coming in, or as an actor, or, you know, obviously as an athlete, athletes are very prone to having one injury that could end it all, right? Mm-hmm. And then what do they do, right? There's not going to be as many endorsements. There's not going to be as many other things. They're going to have to try to pivot and do something different. And some have done it successfully, but a lot of them, you know, that was their identity. And same with actors. I mean, the probably the most famous ones, of course, are all the kid actors that you know, had a lot of money and then, you know, either got into drug or alcohol or other issues. And anytime you all have a lot and you have no training on how to deal with that money or what to do with that money, it makes your decision-making a lot more critical. And unfortunately, when people don't think it's a big deal to decide much, they just keep spending. And then they find out in the end, you know, why they shouldn't have done it and what they should have done right or wrong and so forth. So, you know, lots of times I have clients call me up and they say, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this. Yeah, so maybe it's like, oh, yeah, well, real estate's going great now. So we're going to go buy some real estate. You know, are you going to be the one fixing it up or somebody else? Who's going to handle the phone calls? Is that you? Can you go drive and do that? Can you fix the faucet or can you do some of these other, you know, kind of go through all these things to make sure they kind of fully get it. And then sometimes it's also, you know, why that area? I mean, there's a lot of companies right now that are pitching, go buy a house here, go buy a house there. You know, years ago we had some property just because we had some relatives out in Southwest Missouri. And, you know, the big thing there was if somebody needed a new dishwasher, it was almost a month's rent. In the Bay Area, that'd be almost a week's rent, if even. You know, you kind of go, okay, yeah, the property's a lot cheaper. You know, if you have to do anything to it, in a way, it's more expensive because it takes so many more months to get those repairs back. The labor cost might be a little bit lower, but a lot of the materials are no different. So it's those types of issues, and that's why you really want to, you know, always have a plan, have somebody to talk to that's there for you to say, okay, hey, this is how we can help you. And, you know, that's one of the things that we do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth is we create a plan. And so if somebody has investments like that or has some things that they want to do, does that fit into that plan? Does that make sense for you? Should you make that investment? And if so, then okay, let's do it. If not, no, maybe at least we thought about it, right? At least we went through the whole process. And by having that plan, having that roadmap, you can say, okay, does this fit? You know, is this a good detour on my road trip to take, or is it one I should totally avoid? And so that's one of the biggest keys for people having financial success, really, is having that roadmap, having, you know, what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth, where you can look at your income plan, look at your investments, look at the tax implications of all that stuff too, healthcare, legacy, all five areas. And then that's when you can say, hey, if I want to do this one decision, does it make sense for me or not? And that's really what's helped a lot of my clients through some good decisions and avoiding lots of times some really bad decisions. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, there's no cost, there's no obligation. During this time frame we're in right now, we're just making sure that people get this information. So if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. You can call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184, or you can always book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I want to mention that Eric is founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and this is what they do. They focus on retirement. So he's offering a chance for you to come in and see him, complimentary, take him up on that, and like he just said, even check them out on wealthcreatorradio.com. That's their website. And we're talking about how even celebrities have to be cautious with their finances, and we really can learn from their mistakes. I have a friend, Eric, who played professional basketball for the Houston Rockets. And so he was making a lot of money and he was young, you know, and he invested in some real estate, speaking of real estate, with some people that he trusted from his hometown area. Unfortunately, it was a real estate deal gone bad and he lost like so much money that he is still working. And even Sports Illustrated estimates that 80% of NFL players who've retired go broke in the first 3 years of retirement. So, and then maybe sharing too much of their wealth with their family and friends. Do you see these as concerns for retirees?
Well, certainly. I mean, what happens is, you know, you're used to getting a paycheck, you had a good cash flow coming in, and now you've shut off that cash flow, your paycheck, right, when you retire. And so now you're having to make it up with other assets. Well, you know, if all of a sudden you go buy the RV and then you buy property in another state and then you buy this and buy that, you know, and it just kind of keeps going on because you've got all this money, right? Well, hold it. If you start eating up all that principal, now you don't have all that income that can come off those assets. And guess what? That's when people go broke, right? And sometimes it could be like your friend where they just put it all in one crazy, you know, deal that turned out to be really bad. That's obvious bad advice just instantly because, hey, everybody knows to diversify. So if you have so much in one, riding on one thing, that's always going to be a bad thing. Then, you know, the other part is, what's your spending plan? How much income can you get? How much money are you going to be able to get out of these things? And, you know, again, that's why having a plan makes all the stuff easy to figure out. It's really hard when somebody calls me up and says, hey, should I do this? I don't know. I mean, it's like those dumb drug ads where it says, ask your doctor to take this medication. Why? I feel fine. Why should I ask my doctor? If somebody proposes something, why are they proposing it? If they don't even know anything about you, then you know that's just for them to make money, not for you to really make money. So again, if you have a plan, you can put it against that plan, say, does this make my plan better or worse? And then it's a yes or no if I should do it. So again, if you want to have a little bit of help doing that and you want to talk to us real quick, you can give us a call. We'll set up a time with me and you'll talk directly with me and we'll go over what's going on in your life, what's your situation. And, you know, after that 15 or 30 minute call, we can say, hey, does this make sense? Or is there anything else we can help you with? If not, we part as friends. If you want to help a little bit more and get that plan in place, again, there's no cost, no obligation. So if we can help you, let us do that. Give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, give us a call at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
One of Hollywood's legendary child actors could have been worth millions when he died in 2014, but instead he endured years of abuse and he died penniless. We'll talk about that when we come back on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today we're talking about how even celebrities need to be cautious with their finances. And it's time in our show for our financial fail so we can learn from some retirees. So, Eric, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, well, it's just more about what we've been talking about is lack of diversification, right? And this was a little while back, about during the last downturn, the 08 to 09 mess. But, you know, I had a client here in the Bay Area, and she was a realtor, but she started getting involved in buying real estate in the Phoenix area. And then she started telling all her friends here in the Bay Area, here, why don't you buy a rental there? Why don't you buy a rental there? And then every time she'd get more commissions from those, guess what she'd do? She would buy more real estate in Phoenix. And then they sold more. And, you know, so it kept going, kept going. And, you know, they were kind of doing this without really talking to me about it. I mean, I was just helping them with their IRA that they had. But they weren't really sitting down with us to go over the plan. They said, oh, no, we're doing fine. We're doing fine and all this stuff. And then, of course, the real estate meltdown happened. Mm. And, you know, then all of a sudden, all those values of those homes went super way down. A lot of them couldn't be rented, couldn't be sold. Obviously, then her income of selling those properties also went away, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, the same issue. And, you know, had they just taken some of those proceeds and put them someplace else, ideally not even the same asset class, meaning not in real estate, you know, take some of that money, just put it in other investments or put it in other areas or, you know, build up more cash. And, you know, then and sadly enough, to keep everything afloat, they mainly drained pretty much all of his retirement assets to keep all their other assets from blowing up. And so, you know, that's one of these things that you see about some of these stars. They get into one deal or they get into a couple deals and then it sounds good. And then all of a sudden the whole thing goes under. And again, you shouldn't have everything in one spot. We've all known that. We've all heard that a million times, right? Diversification. And so diversification is not just where, location, it's also types of assets, types of investments, types of tax treatment, everything. So yeah, a lot more variety and you'll do a lot better, but not much. It could be really bad.
Today, he's offering you what he calls a blueprint to worryless wealth. And this is a plan for your retirement. And Eric, talk just a little bit about this blueprint to worryless wealth. Tell us what it includes.
Well, so the main three areas that everybody should be focused on is, you know, first and foremost, income. I mean, that's, you know, numero uno or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you could not have retirement without income. You're just unemployed at that point, not retired. And then you need to have investments, obviously. So where is that money going to go? Where is that income going to be coming from? Well, you have to figure out what type of investment should I put it in? Where should that money be going? And then, of course, taxes are affecting all of that, affecting your investments, affecting your income, everything. And so little people do hardly any tax planning, and then they just complain about it, and then they do it again, and then they complain. It's like, no, let's stop the cycle. Let's figure out how to get rid of taxes altogether. That's how to minimize them permanently. The tax rates in the future are going to skyrocket with all this national debt that we just added. I mean, it's astounding how much debt has been added just this year alone, trillions and trillions of dollars. So, you know, how's the government going to pay that back? So, yeah, that's the first three areas. And then the next two are healthcare. You know, how are you going to get healthcare before 65, after 65? What about long-term care issues? And then, of course, lastly, who gets your stuff, right? What's your legacy going to be? And making sure that's all planned in a cohesive manner. And what we do is we first tell people, hey, this is the path you're on. This is the plan you have, even if you never wrote it down. It's what you have. And then, you know, what we can do is say, hey, here's some things you should fix. Here's some areas of issues that you probably didn't notice. And then from there, we can say, oh, here's how to fix it. So Yeah, it's a real simple process. What we've been doing, just doing either in person or on, lots of times the easiest thing is just a phone call, not even having to do Zoom or anything fancy like that. Just a normal old school phone call and just say, hey, what are you worried about? What are you concerned? Let's find out about those things. And then from there, then we can see if it makes sense to us to go further and do more analysis. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why people wouldn't want to take some time and really find out about where they're at financially. So, yeah, again, if somebody wants to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can actually just book directly on your calendar using wealthcreatorradio.com.
So how can we protect ourselves from our own financial hardship near the end of our life? You just mentioned you deal with legacy planning.
Yeah, so that's going to be a bigger and bigger issue. And it's actually not as cut and dry, I guess, as financial, elder abuse or sometimes what people call that. But sometimes it's just stuff that wasn't done in your best interest. And where I see it the most is when one spouse passes away who handled most of the finances. And what happens to that second spouse who never cared, didn't want to handle it, didn't want to know about it, didn't want to do it or something? I mean, if that's you, you need to stop doing that, right? You need to at least know what's going on. You need to at least know what kind of issues are out there, because depend on your spouse to do all that stuff. And then they stop doing it because they're gone. And then you have to take over it. And then you ask somebody and then they just sell you some really horrible products. I mean, I've seen that over and over again. We're really, sadly, most of our financial system, they're having these things called your best interest and all this other stuff. It's all just kind of like, here, we'll give you another piece of paper and tell you about things, and nobody reads it, right? And so the sad part is most people, unless they're a registered investment advisor, like our firm is, they don't have to do what's in your best interest. And so a lot of times they take advantage of people. I mean, sometimes it could be technically legal, maybe not ethical, but sadly legal. Okay. And so that's one issue. And then sometimes, there are just some people that just, outright get just taken. Just total fraud. And one of the ways you can do it is as have somebody trusted in your, trusted friend or family member that's least involved to talk to. I've got one case where it was the wife of his best friend since he was growing up, since I think it was seventh grade together. And so my client's now running her money for her because she was starting to have some health issues and stuff. And, but he wisely went out and hired us to help. And that way he's not having to do it all himself. It also makes sure that there's more than one person involved. So it gives you a lot more security in that sense of things. So it is one of these things where, talk to your parents what's happening with them and see what they're doing. Because sometimes they start doing some stuff that's really silly and doesn't make sense. And, I've seen it with our own clients a few times where somebody just says, oh, yeah, I just want to take all this money out. And you're like, hold it. You're going to have to pay like tens of thousands of dollars of taxes if you just, close out your IRA. And they're like, oh, well, I just want to make it safer. I'm like, well, we can change where the money is, right? But, so sometimes it's just like, you have to bring some other people in because you're kind of wondering if they are totally making as good a decision as they once were. So, I think probably the biggest thing is talking to somebody else, having somebody else involved is going to be really critical. If your parents are getting older, talk to them about money. I know it's awkward. I know it's always weird. They say you don't talk about, politics and money and religion, all this stuff. But, come on. This is one of the ones with your parents you got to have a conversation with. Make sure they're doing things right. Make sure they're not making rash decisions. And, that way at least they can hopefully talk to you if they do start having issues or if there is some sort of weird deal that somebody says, oh, we should put all of our money in here. And then, it's all gone, right? Uh-huh. So I think that's probably the biggest ways. I mean, there's no way to really truly protect against it, but at least there's some ways to help. And then also brokerage companies like Fidelity or, Schwab or whoever, most of those places now have a third party interested person that you can have on listed on there. And so that person can get copies of your statements if you want, or they can get alerts. And so it's just a way to help people protect against kind of these issues. Definitely just, sit down and talk to people and talk to your family members. And, again, if somebody wants to take a little bit more time and find out how can we help, or what kind of questions they have, or just answer some simple questions. You know, we do have some time for you. We do have some time blocked out for anybody who's listening to the show. So again, just give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we've been talking about the lifestyles of the rich and the famous. And if you're trying to prepare retirement, there's a couple of habits that actually you could borrow from the super wealthy. This is kind of cool. So, Eric, tell us what would be some good habits that we could pick up from them.
Yeah, well, I mean, just living within your means. And just because you have the money doesn't mean you should go spend it all, right? A lot of people say, oh, I'm waiting till I have extra money. Or I'll do that when I have extra money, and don't know anybody who has extra money. You know, everybody always seems to have a place to put money. I mean, Warren Buffett's probably very famous in the fact that I think his house he bought in the 50s or something like that, and he still lives in it. He's, you know, obviously
good grief.
You know, well, I think he did have a house, and I know he had a house in Malibu and other places and stuff, but, you know, he didn't have to go out and build some big mansion in Nebraska and, you know, some castle or something. He could totally afford it. He could totally do it, right? But why, right? You may not necessarily need to do all that. And, you know, you might want to have it a little fancier, of course, but it saves on money, right? You don't have to have that. And COVID timeframe is more than ever the reason why cash is king. You know, why do you want to have money in savings? Why do you? Because weird stuff happens. Right. We never know what, you know, I still to this day don't know anybody who had a pandemic plan. You know, they call it a rainy day fund for a reason, because you never know what kind of rain it might be.
There
right?
you go.
And so, yeah, that'd be the thing to be looking at is making sure you have some money sitting there, you know, making sure you have some credit lines available. You know, that's another one that people don't always necessarily pay attention to is, I saw a story recently how home equity lines have been really tough for people to get right now because the banks have all freaked out about how many people are going to pay their bills or not. And we saw that in 08, 09 where banks were shutting those down or turning them off and not letting people have it. So, you know, having other access to other credit just in case you need it, you know, because if you need it for a month or two to get by or something, obviously having the savings is easier, but, you know, at least some of that. And then, you know, not putting everything in investments. That's the other crazy part is the 401ks of the world, unfortunately, tell us put it all in stocks and bonds. That's not what a pension manager would do. That's not what an endowment fund would ever do. But they tell us they go ahead and do that. Why? Well, Wall Street makes more money if we do it that way.
Yeah.
So you really want to make sure you have some money liquid. You want to have some money guaranteed. I like to divide people's monies up into three types, where it's foundational, meaning stuff that can't be lost, steady income money. This is stuff that's outside of the market that's paying you good income. Even if you don't need the income today, you never know when you'll need it. And then lastly, the market money. But unfortunately, most people just do the market money in their retirement plan and they forget about the rest.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to talk about what the impact of compounding can have on our retirement savings.
Yeah, well, time is definitely the biggest thing that you can ever probably invest in. But unfortunately, a lot of us say, hey, we'll wait till later, or I'm going to pay off my bills before I do this and that. And no, yeah, you got to get some of that money put away and start building. And even if there's challenging times or the markets go up and down or something, you know, after a while, it's just amazing how much money there can be there. You know, I mean, the one I was first trained on in the industry when I first started was somebody who was back then, it was probably $2,000 a year from 30 to 35. And stopped, and then somebody 35 to 65 would say that same 2,000, they had almost the same amount of money.
What?
At 65.
Huh.
You know, because of that person had those so many more years building up, and that just kept growing, and that all those other years of contribution just didn't catch up. Yeah, it's one of those things where you're just starting putting away a little bit, little bit. You know, if you get a 401k, at least get the match, right? Do the basic things. You know, you should be really funding a Roth IRA more than ever. I mean, if you can fund a Roth today, if you're under the income limits, this is the time frame to be doing that. You do not want your money exposed to the government, so that way they can get it and tax it back from you. So the more money you can get tax-free for life, wow, you're going to be so much happier in the end. Because not only is there compound interest, there's also compound taxation. And I think probably more and more of my clients are shocked at the effect of compound taxation than they are at compound interest because of, yes, they did great building up some money, but man, do they owe a lot of tax on that money that they put in their 401ks and IRAs. And they're asking me and looking at me saying, how do I get out of here without, you know, getting, you know, decimated? And it's a tough thing to answer because there's not that many options. So, you know, again, that's why we were here. That's why we, you know, help people out. And if, you know, if you've got a question, you've got some sort of concern, you know, maybe you just got forced into retirement or maybe you just got laid off and, you know, you're trying to figure out what should I do with my old 401ks or IRAs. You know, where should I take money from right now if you need cash because you've had your, you know, income cut or something? All those kind of questions, you know, we can help you out. Please take some time and let us help you. There's no cost, no obligation. We just want to be there for people. So again, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's switch to just income in retirement. You know, that paycheck stops. However, expenses are going to continue to grow, right, with inflation and all of that. So what would be some options for trying to generate income in retirement?
Well, you know, one of the interesting stories was how Jay Leno, you know, he took all the money from the Tonight Show and it just went straight to his savings. Now, Jay Leno's got some bucks, right? He's got that insane car collection and
oh my
all this
gosh,
other stuff.
I know.
And why would somebody that wealthy do that, right? Why would they put so much money away? Well, again, you know, because he knows at some point he might not be super popular at some, you know, I mean, people are fickle about stars and stuff, right? And, you know, well, nowadays, if you say something wrong or you do something wrong, you could have your career ended in a minute.
Yeah,
you know, tweet something bad. And so, yeah, why would he do that? Well, because now he's got that money sitting there and now it can make some income for him. And so there's a couple different ways that you can make income. You know, it used to be we'd all have a pension. Well, most of us don't have pensions anymore, right? So we're not going to get that. And Social Security is still mostly there. You know, it's if you read the reports, it says they have enough to cover 80% of their expenses in you know, about the next 15, 20 years here. So they're going to have some sort of change. Something's going to have to be altered. And that was before, you know, the 2020 mess, right? So who knows where that stands now. And so you need to have some income on your own that you can count on. There's a couple different ways. You want to have some. You need to have some guaranteed income for life. I mean, it's not. That should not be a want. This should not be anything. But you have to have some. You need to have something that's going to be guaranteed by a third party that's going to be see you every, you know, month for the rest of your life at some point in time. Why do I say that? Well, because you never know what happens. You never know what things can be messed up or whatever things go wrong. If you've got somebody who's guaranteeing that money to come in, it's going to always be there. Again, I was talking earlier in the show about sometimes one spouse passes away who did all the stuff with the money and the finances. If you've got some guaranteed money coming in, it's going to be so much easier for them to handle things because they know that check just keeps coming, right? So that's one less decision. So, that's one of the things. And there's some great products out there right now that can do this. So that's something we can help people with is figure out what's the good and bad, what's the pros and cons to all those things. Income is probably the number one thing, and that's one of the things that we do is we create an income plan for people. Because number one fear, all retirees always is running out of money, right? And so, how do we stop that? Well, we look at your spending. We say, okay, how much can you spend for the rest of your life? Where are your assets today? What is it after taxes and everything else? And then we say, okay, here's the solutions. Here's the things that you should do. And here's some changes you might want to make. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, give us a call and we can help you do that. 800-454-1184. You can also text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you a link to book a time directly to our calendar, or you can also just go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and click schedule a 15 to 30 minute phone call, and that's what we're here for. So again, wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping retirees have a remarkable retirement. Today, we're learning lessons from the lifestyles of the rich and the famous, like Burt Reynolds. He told Vanity Fair that he lost more money than possible because he just didn't watch it. Now, I know, Eric, you probably saw Smokey the Bandit, right?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah. But evidently, he spent heavily on real estate, like we've kind of been talking about. He had two bad restaurant ventures and then so many other bad business ventures. And he declared bankruptcy while he was $11.2 million in debt. So in tying this back to us regular people, how do you help your clients come up with a budget for retirement so they can spend their money more confidently and not worry that they're overspending?
Yeah, no, that's always probably the toughest question is how much are you going to spend on a monthly basis? And it goes all over the place. I've had some people say, oh, they need $20,000 a month to live on.
Wow.
To get by. And I've got another client who's like, oh, I can retire on $3,000 a month. And then it's like, did you think about medical costs and medical insurance? She goes, okay, $4,000 now. It really depends on kind of lifestyle, right? Are you trying to be the lifestyle of the rich and famous, or are you just trying to be, more in the middle? And so, yeah, there is some crazy stuff that people try to invest in. And, I had one client years ago where she had a friend who was, doing one of these artificial lawn companies. And she's like, oh, this is going to be the next greatest thing. And she put half of her retirement money in there. I said, do not do that. And I told her, don't do it. And she's like, no. And even the stuff she signed was basically saying she wasn't suitable to do this. And they still took her money, of course. And then, of course, the company failed. And, it's really bad. So, there's a lot of stuff that people do that, doesn't necessarily make sense. And, I had one lady recently, she was a realtor and she was divorced and she was, 61, I think, or something. And she's like, well, yeah, I'm going to need $10,000 a month to live on. And she'd saved up like $200,000, or maybe it was $300,000, but still, it was like,
it's gonna go fast.
I'm like, have you thought about what you just said? It's like 2 years, 3 years of your money is all you have, and how are you gonna live off that? And so sometimes people's expectations are very unrealistic. So a lot of times I'm having to do a little bit of, okay, is this real or is this, you know, how are you going to live on? But probably for most people, it's kind of more in the middle. It's like, okay, well, how much can we live and how much can we spend? And, you know, sometimes it's harder because especially if you have kids still in your house and they won't be when you retire and so forth. So you may have some expenses you don't have now. But you know, what you want to do is you want to figure out what's that monthly budget. So the easiest way to do that, how much are you spending today? Almost everybody I meet will always tell me the wrong number. And the only true number is the one that's no BS, 100% truthful, is you take your last 12 bank statements from your checking account, add up all the withdrawals, and divide by 12. So everything you withdrew from the account, divide by 12. That is literally how much money was spent from your checking account. It's not something that you made up. It's not something to say, well, no, I didn't really spend that. No, you really did spend that money, right? So if you're paying off your credit card from that checking account, that covers all your credit card spending, in case people were wondering. And now if you took some of that money and you said, hey, I threw it, you know, whatever it was, you know, $7,000 into a Roth. Well, okay, add that one back in because you didn't spend that. But still, for most people, once you do that math, it's shocking what they actually spend. And then so now at least you know that number. And then you can say, okay, is that really what I want to be living on, or what things will change, and you know, what can I save on? And you know, then once you have that kind of discussion, then you can kind of get back down to earth of maybe, okay, am I overspending or not? Because if you don't know that number and you go into retirement, oh, that's really scary, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're supposed to live on $6,000 a month and you're spending $10,000, and you don't find out for 5 years, guess what? Those next years, instead of being spending six, you're going to be spending three or something awful, right? You know, so you want to know this well ahead of time, you know, before you mess things up.
On the other hand, do you ever have people who come in, you know, obviously they've saved for retirement their whole life. Now they're in retirement. Do you ever see them having just a hard time to spend that money? You've mentioned that before.
Oh, yeah. It is funny how some people, once you get something really good at something, you stay good at it. And sometimes, literally, for money, that's an odd problem. So, you know, where people will literally, they just keep saving, keep saving, keep saving. And then, you know, they'll say silly stuff like, oh, wow, that'd be such fun to do that trip or to go there and, you know, do this. And it's like, you've got way more money than you ever need. You know, why don't you just go do it? And they're like, oh, no, it's too expensive, or I'm waiting until there's a deal. And it's like, you know, you don't need a deal. So a lot of times, yeah, those good saver habits are what got you to there and made it so nice. But also, yeah, you also want to do stuff. And the amazing part, too, is if you talk to the kids of a lot of these adults that are, you know, have the money to do stuff, they're always frustrated that their parents aren't doing more stuff and aren't doing those things, and they want them to spend the money. And lots of times the parents say, oh no, I want to leave more for my kids. And that's exactly not what they want. They actually want you to go do that and have that fun. And so, yeah, it can be tough to say that. But again, if you have a plan, you say, hey, you can spend this much money, you know, you can do it. You know, and sometimes we've had to have that discussion where you say, okay, hey, you know, why don't you go take that trip? Here, I'll show you what it affects you, you know, overall. And, you know, there's no effect, right? And so they go, oh, I guess I could do it. Yeah, you can do it. So it is a weird problem to tell people they have to spend. But yeah, no, I definitely have some of those clients too. And so it goes both ways. And again, always goes back to having a plan, though, right? I mean, if you have a plan, if you get that guide map to say, hey, I got this income plan that I update every year, and I know if I'm getting farther or closer, or I know I'm on track, and I know I'm fine if I do this, or if I do this, I may not be fine. You know, we can easily do that with all of our clients. We can show them that. And then we can also tell them how they should be investing. Do they need to take that much more risk? Because a lot of times, the other answer, too, is if you've saved enough, you know, you're taking risk for fun. You're just gambling. You're not taking risk because you need it. And that you need to know that sooner than later, because if you don't need the risk and you're betting on stuff that you don't need to bet on, you know, stop, right? And so those are things that a plan can do. So if you have that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth, you know, that's what really helps people get ahead and make sure that they know what they're doing. So again, if that's something you'd want to take advantage of right now, there's no cost, no fee. All you have to do is set up a phone call with us, and then we can see if you want to come in or if you want to do a Zoom meeting after that. But just do a simple phone call, 800-454-1184. Again, call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about the impact that taxes can have on retirement savings.
Well, personally, I still have yet to have a $6 million tax bill, so that's at least something for us to all shoot for, right?
Yeah, right.
No, so taxes can be the biggest drain in your retirement nowadays, and they're only going to get worse. I mean, the whole myth of you're going to retire in a lower bracket has been kind of getting busted pretty heavily, because most everything you have, if it's in a 401k or IRA, 403b, 457, any of those things, it's all taxable at retirement. And so you may have less write-offs because of the new tax law. And so now guess what? You've got all this taxable income, less write-offs. Your kids are hopefully out of the picture, so they're not a deduction anymore. You're not funding your retirement, so you don't have that write-off. So you've lost a ton of deductions, but you've got all this taxable income. So a lot of times you could be almost in the same tax bracket. Even though you have a lot less adjusted gross income, your taxable income is not that much different. So yeah, taxes are super critical. And there's a lot of options that people can do if they've got 5 to 10 years to kind of ease their way into it. But if you're going to try to plan this all, you know, the month before you retire, no, it ain't going to be good. So yeah, this is something that you need to have a plan for. And sadly, most people in my industry, they all say, oh, we don't do tax planning. And they say, go talk to your tax person. And then your tax person says, oh, well, we don't do financial planning. So go talk to, you know, your financial planner. And it's like, you guys are pointing at each other. Can one of you guys just, you know,
help?
You know, step up and help people, right, and do something. But literally, I've seen that multiple times. I mean, I probably see it every month just about. And it always disgusts me, because it's like, come on, you know, make sure you know what people are able, you know, give them some real advice, give them some real help. And there's lots of little things like that. Should I be converting to a Roth? Should I be putting money into a tax-free type of a device? You know, there's all these questions. And again, that's something we can help you with doing a plan. If you want to take advantage of that, you know, we can set up a 15-30 minute phone call, no cost, no obligation. Just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns are, and then we can see if doing the plan makes sense or not for you. So again, no cost, no obligation right now. So give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
So we've come to the time in our show, Eric, when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. Always great to see how someone has succeeded. What do you have for us?
Well, I don't know. This one's kind of a both. Somebody come in, and yeah, he's an exec at a high-tech company, and had our first meeting and kind of went over some stuff. And then the second meeting, his wife was there, and she was very adamant about kind of telling me more about the full history, which he kind of neglected.
Oh.
But I guess twice he had had multiple millions from different stock, you know, plans or stocks that, that shot up of companies that he worked for. And twice he lost almost all that money.
Oh.
And on bad investments and just risk and other stuff. And so she was like, nope. The reason we're here is he's done good again. He's at this company. He's done very well. We need to lock in some of this stuff. And so, you know, what we've been doing is putting some stuff in foundational assets, stuff that's, you know, that's guaranteed principal. It's been averaging about 3 to 7%. During all the craziness of 2020, none of this stuff's dropped. None of it's had any risk of loss. We did some steady income stuff that's still paying that money that hasn't changed much in value either. And so it's able for him. He appreciates it a little bit. For her, she appreciates it a lot. You know,
of course.
She's like, this is the the reason why we need to have this here. And she literally said to me also that if he loses this one more time, we're not going to be married anymore. So with him present, and stuff. So
that's good.
It's one of these things where, you know, yeah, they had a lot, right? Just like we were talking about some of these athletes and some of these other people that, you know, made a lot or had a lot. And it's just like, can you at least put something away that's guaranteed, something that you can't mess up, and then go crazy with the rest, right? Go do all your bets, your hedges, your whatever you want to do, you know, your restaurants. That's always the way that people usually lose money. Sports teams, you know, all these things that all the rich people end up, you know, investing in and usually don't work out so well for them. So that's one of the things where, hey, if you take some time for yourself, it's going to be amazing the effects down the road, that compound effect of just having everything in the right spots. And so again, if you want to take some time and give us a call, we can set up a phone call just to see, hey, 15, 30 minutes, what questions do you have? What things can we help you with? And then go from there. So again, if that's something you want to do, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. And you can always book online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always find us on iTunes or anywhere you find podcasts, or you can even say, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play Wealth Creator Radio. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.